Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God. Hi, this is Pastor Jill. Today we are reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 42 through 50. Jesus said, "If any of you cause one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." Here ends our reading. Jesus' ministry is picking up urgency and intensity. He's been talking more about his death and resurrection and trying to lay out his priorities for when the disciples assume leadership of Jesus' mission on earth. Here again, he draws attention to the least powerful people in society. While it's easy for those with education and experience to debate fine theological points, Jesus doesn't want the church to lose sight of how to welcome new people into the fold. People who are just learning to walk in faith stumble easily if they don't believe they can understand the nuances of theology. They need love more than judgment, and welcome more than barriers. He then turns the judgment of the believers back on themselves. He invites them to scrutinize every part of themselves to determine if that part is serving the most important purpose. What is that purpose? It's pointing to the grace of Jesus. Of course, we understand that our appendages don't think for themselves. What they do is controlled by our brains. If our hands or feet or eyes are participating in actions that don't bring glory to God, believers need to go deeper into the reason for this. What part of their brains or spirits have yet to be fully bathed in the light of Jesus? We know well how easy it is to do things contrary to God's will. We try to sneak a glance at whatever temptation is nearby, or sneak a touch, or just walk nearby. We think that if we don't spend much time there, God won't notice. In fact, we barely notice. However, even if it is just for a second, we have given that second to something other than God. We have given evil an opportunity to grow in us. Jesus takes this very seriously. He knows, as do we, that it is not the fault of our eyes that we look upon evil. It is the fault of our weak spirits. Tearing out our eyes won't stop that itch to step outside of God's will. This itch is the part we need to tear away from ourselves. Sadly, we are utterly powerless to do this. This self-reflection and judgment brings us back to the feet of Jesus, which really is where we belong. Only Jesus can heal us with his grace. Instead of focusing on how to improve others, we need to begin by understanding that we can't even improve ourselves. More than anything, Jesus wants his church on earth to live and lead by his grace. Where have you experienced Jesus' grace in your life? Where can you share the grace of Jesus to keep others from stumbling? We pray. Jesus, we don't like to reflect on all of our weaknesses. However, we know that even if we can hide them from ourselves, they are not hidden from you. Take them, Lord Jesus, and fill our weaknesses with your grace. Nudge our hearts to react gracefully to others in your name. Amen.